We will call to order the Board of Works for Monday, August 26th. You guys have had a chance to read the minutes from the August 12th meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Report of city department heads.
Bryce Anderson, Street Department. We have a talked to Republic Services today, and they want to start putting recycling totes in all the city buildings. And they'll collect them themselves. They'll put them here, and then,
really?
Of course, the employees are welcome to bring them in, and they'll pick them up. They'll collect them, and they'll give us a free tote for all the city departments. You know, and isn't it?
Yeah.
That was good news.
Yes, that is.
Hard to pass up.
Thanks, Bryce.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Beck, Fire Department. We are up to 1,545 runs as of today. I was very fortunate to be able to attend the Indy Emergency Response Conference last few days in Indy. Took a fire law enforcement and EMS role in active shootings. And it was a very, very interesting class. Served in very various roles, and it was all live action, and it was all participation, and it was very interesting. Our men have been out collecting for MDA. Got that going on. Just finished up. EU orientation's going on, so I was able to go out and meet with the new fire science students. Very good. Looks like it'll be an exciting year. Class is full, which is great.
Good.
And right now we're working on fire drills in schools because that fire prevention week's just right around the corner. So, thank you.
Thanks.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks.
We signed or closed, I think, last week on the pool, so all the monies are in place for that. The start date for demo will be September 10th. They may come in next week to bring equipment down. We met with Renesis and Mr. Mizak and the mayor and Cheryl the other day and picked out collars.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
Yeah. No. So things are moving along. I know people might be thinking that we are in a delay, but we're not. This is when they were going to start to begin with. We've talked to them many times, and they are very confident in the timeline. So this past weekend, we had a fundraiser. Barry Baker, of Tri-State Wrestling had a wrestling match at the Eagles. We're still taking donations and have some events planned the next 6-7 months. So we'll announce those as they come forward. So, but if anybody is still interested in giving money, they can contact us or go to our website. But things are moving along. We want to thank Kurt Fegley at Duke, Tim Trotter in Tower Bridge, and Mark Lang at the original company. They are going to put a camera up. Duke is going to set the pole, and they are going to record
The construction
demo.
Oh, great.
And the whole it'll be on their website. It'll be a link on our website.
Very good.
And then after it's all over, it won't be a live, it'll be like mm-hmm. a time lapse.
Mm-hmm.
They'll refresh every so often, then they'll put it together and do a time lapse video mm-hmm. of the whole process. So we're working on that now to have it up when they start September 10th.
Great.
So that'll be kind of interesting to see people be able to get online and watch. So that's all I have.
Yeah, thanks.
Great.
Bill Cooper, the city inspector. We had, from August the 12th to the date, we had 102 violations. And also on Wednesday the 28th, they're going to start demolition on the houses and take it up to September the 6th. That'd be the last one. So
Do we have an active list that we're continuing to pursue? I mean, at one time you'd identified like 25 or 30 houses, and we've done about 15 of those maybe, or?
It was more than that.
Okay. But we have a continued list?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's something we could see at some point, so.
Sure.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Phil.
Dr. Barmas, Director of the Animal Shelter. We've had 22 new volunteers in August. We had 12 animals reclaimed. We had 4 cats go out and 9 kittens go out. 12 dogs went out, and 28 animals were surrendered. Animals that have come through the door is 40, and animals that have went out is 37.
No amnesty or any kind of... after our last show, you know, it's kind of... Yeah. That's terrible. Sanctuary. We got a guest hitter today, so yeah.
Terry Johnson, Vincent's Police Department, filling in for Chief Luke on vacation. We've had 7,200, in excess of 7,200 calls for the year. We have a lot of training going on. We have emergency vehicle operations going on right now. Nighttime shooting going on this week. We have an active shooter class coming up in September. Indoor marijuana grow operation that we're going to be participating in. That's Evansville. That's also in September. And CPR was posted as I was walking up. It's free up and train, right? Thank you, Joe.
Great. Thanks, Taryn.
John Sprague, city engineer. Had a pre-con meeting with the presumed contractor pending your old business approval of my recommendation. Went ahead and met with them and just gave them every opportunity that they had to get going. It looks like they'll be ready to go mid-September. If you want to, I guess, old business,
yeah,
if you want to go ahead.
Move old business if you're ready. You've got all the...
Yeah, and I have 2 copies of the contract, and I have notice to proceed, notice of award. I think you guys need to vote to approve Dave O'Mara's lowest bid and award them the contract.
So who your recommendation is?
It is.
And they were the lowest bidder?
They were the lowest bidder. They also had all of the components of the bid put together. There's a good company history, them working in the city. I worked with them personally on 10th Street, and they had a good crew there that I was real happy with. So I think it's a good decision. Yeah. I was really pleased with their bid. So actually came in underneath my estimate and everything. So.
Good.
You can bring those up here.
Yeah, anybody traveling on 10th Street would be probably in agreement. That's a nice job.
So we need to...
This is the original contract. Get back to them. There's a place to date it. I think we fill out City Vincent's, and then there's lines down here for the 3 of you to sign. And then just re-sign this also, fill it out the same way. And then notice of award, and then notice to proceed.
Okay. So you need motion on both of these, the notice of the award and also the...
So we'll make a motion that we award the bid for paving for the City of Vincennes roadway rehabilitation of 2013. Base contract of $122,175 to Dave O'Mara Contracting, awarded this date.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you.
No other old business, so we'll move to new business. St. John United Church of Christ rent.
Andy Mizak with Mizak and Palmer. Mr. Fillingham is also with me tonight from St. John's. We are asking for a curb cut along Fifth Street.
Okay.
They're looking at renovating the entry along Fifth Street, adding a handicap ramp, a new entrance, retaining wall ramp, and then this would be a ramp actually with steps on this side, but two access points into the front of their building, and they're requesting this curb cut at this location.
Okay.
I met with Mr.
Sprague
a couple weeks ago. He looked at it. Okay.
And you didn't see any problems, John or Phil? Or?
Can, and Andy, can you bring this up closer? That'd be great. I'll let you sign and get back to the mayor. Oh, okay, okay.
So you've been to the HRB. Okay, so that's actually curb cuts. Just right here. Just here is really what we're approving right here. This is just to show us right.
This is on our existing sidewalk. Correct.
That's existing sidewalk.
Yes.
Okay.
That they didn't tie into it.
So all we're asking for is this.
Is that, that curb cut in that location?
If they have a funeral medication, they want to bring things up here. Mm-hmm. Access for mm-hmm. the
handicap
to come through here also.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the curb cut for St. John's United Church of Christ as presented by Mr. Mizak and approved by the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thanks, Andy. Next is Holiday Market in Riverfront Pavilion, Shirley Rose.
The farmer's market always has the holiday market at the pavilion during the month of November. We would like to ask to use the pavilion on Saturday, November the 23rd only, from 8 until about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And this is in conjunction
it's
with
part the of the downtown Christmas stroll,
Christmas
right?
stroll and the parade, yeah.
Okay. So that's the only time the holiday market will be in,
yes.
in session for
yes.
this particular year? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the use of the Riverfront Pavilion for a holiday market to be held on Saturday, November 23rd from 8 to 2.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks, Shirley. Next is resident-only parking sign 810 Broadway, Danielle Harner. And you should have a letter in your packet.
You do.
Hello.
Hey there. So I want both of you identify yourself and your address. That'd be great.
My name is Danielle Harner. This is Ashley Anthony. She's my roommate at 810 Broadway Street in Vincent.
810 Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're requesting a resident-only parking for several reasons. Between the two of us, we have five children, and we're constantly in and out of the house taking kids to school. We're both students. We both work. And we only have off-street parking for one vehicle. We have three vehicles between the two of us, and then so makes it even more difficult anytime we have company or there's just nowhere for anyone to park, because anytime during the day, everyone from around the courthouse parks right in front of our house. And there's parking around the corner from them, there's parking across the street for them, but they're constantly right in front of our house. And she has a heart condition. I have a herniated disc in my lumbar vertebrae, so we're really not supposed to be carrying things from down the street, and it's just really inconvenient for the both of us because, you know, I have a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, we have a 5-year-old, and a 9 and 10-year-old. So it's kind of like we have them, all of their stuff. If we have groceries or our school bags, the kids' school bags, it just gets to be rather bothersome to have to go out of our way when we pay to live where we live. It's not like we're just there.
So is there Terry, I don't know if you or anyone else knows, I mean, are there other resident-only parkings around the courthouse anywhere or other?
I've only seen one in town.
I mean, actually, there's resident-only parkings all over town.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, so the request itself is not unusual. It's the location that's you know, Brother Dave.
Years ago.
You mean just resident only? Okay. Terry? Yeah, I mean, would it be possible for your physicians to do something that might allow us to approve a medical?
I don't think it's because neither one of them is
life-threatening, disabled. You don't qualify for disability, or
right? Yeah, it's not severe enough, I guess.
I'm on disability through the military.
Yeah, she is through the military, but
so you,
we approved it one over by the attic.
What'd you ask?
I said we approved one over by the attic.
We did, didn't we? Because that was the scenario that was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know that we've had a successful.
So.
Right, right. Those are because the attic was using basically taking up all the resident parking. You know, I don't know how you determine whether or not there's adequate parking for the courthouse, or you know how you determine that. It varies widely from. Maybe check at different times of day and stuff, and maybe we can get you to help with that. Go ahead, Terry.
Rather than courthouse parking, there may be courthouse parking. I imagine maybe it's work release.
It's not the people from work release. It's the probation office people, because we know who they are. I mean, we see them go in and out of their vehicles.
They could pull forward on the other side of the street in front of the work release parking lot.
They park on our side. And there's, if you go right around the corner, there's one house next to ours. And if you go right around the corner, there's a whole huge slab right there that nobody ever parks in, that they could park in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's plenty of other places. It's just they're always right in front of our house. Mm-hmm. And there's four vehicles. And I can tell you exactly which ones they are, because they're always there.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
So let us do this. The suggestion of the mayor was that we table this to the next meeting, that we get a chance to maybe kind of observe the area in person and perhaps even talk to probation ourselves. I mean, I know both the
probation officer.
I'm just trying to think if they owe me any favors. We think there may be other ways to resolve this, but. Let us table this and look into it a little bit further and kind of investigate the area, and then we'll bring it back before the meeting next time.
When is the next?
Two weeks from today.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sound all right?
And maybe we can get it solved before that 2 weeks is up.
We might be able to.
With just making a few phone calls. And
September the 9th, yes. Oh, that's right. Thank you.
Okay.
September the 9th, but we may have a resolution before that. If we do, we'll call you.
Okay.
So my motion will be to table till this meeting of the September the 9th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you, ladies.
Cheryl has your number in case we get something resolved. We can give you a call.
Great.
Next is City of Vincennes Code Codification. Dan Ravelette. Dan is not here, but this is basically just to update our code books. Get everything sent in, just like we did a year ago.
So, to baseline motion would be to pay for the proposed amount of the codification, which there was a statement attached here, right?
Actually, that's an estimate.
The estimate of $1,434.
$1,434.
Okay. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the proposed fee for codification of city records in the amount of $1,434.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next is Vincent's University Third Street proposal. Rick Davis.
I'm Rick Davis from Vincent's University. We're proposing that Third Street become two-way from St. Clair to Scott Street. We're also proposing that there be no parking on either side of the street. And I've had communications with John, and I believe he's talked with the mayor.
Yes.
Got some different ideas.
I've been in contact with Rick in his office for a couple weeks. Got some new information. I think just last week that they had acquired a couple properties, and that kind of adjusts our recommendation of what we're doing a little bit. So, I think what we're going to do right now is contact some of the property owners in the area. We're going to make sure that they're okay with eliminating some of this parking. That's okay, then we're also going to be looking at how it affects 4th Street and the setup that we have at 4th Street. So basically, we're just asking for more time to contact.
Okay. So your proposal this evening would be to give it a couple of weeks to.
Yeah, with that information on Monday night.
Okay.
But, we have put in some new parking lots along 4th mm-hmm. Street, and we are looking at other properties purchased there. So.
Okay. And then I think the mayor had mentioned before our meeting that a couple of the privately owned apartment complexes do have off-street parking as
yeah.
well.
We kind of believe they all have off-street parking. Mm-hmm. It may not necessarily be
utilized.
Right. Utilized sure. or really.
We're trying those to would really, I mean, as far as the traffic flow itself and the you know, the needs not only of the university but for the community might actually be better served by a two-way, particularly behind the Union, and also your new art building would probably be better served with two-way traffic there as well. So
yeah, we're on board with most of the areas with the two-way traffic. It's just the parking we're concerned about,
right?
Making sure that, you know, if it was all VU.
And the only confusion might be in that two-block area between Scott and Hart, where it goes back to one way.
No, we're not going to recommend any changes.
Oh no, 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 no! I know, but I'm just saying that might be just for a temporary period of time. Might be confusing for people.
Right.
But we'd be well signed there that it's going to two-way, and
right. In the event that we get something ironed out, we'll get signs up, and we'll have, I believe, the 90-day.
Yes, it would go to 90-day too.
Make sure that.
Okay, so basically we're going to ask that this item be tabled till the next meeting to allow for further clarification of the previously described issues. That'll be my motion.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great, Rick. Thank you very much. Yeah, good work.
Okay, next is outdoor lighting service agreement. And this is a lighting agreement with Duke Energy. For up in the Heights area, they've met with Phil a few times, several lights that are out up in that area.
Yes, I've heard about this.
And
this is my old city council district. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Duke has looked at them and they cannot be fixed. The wiring is so old that they said basically we're going to have to be.
And this, the lighting on this is our responsibility. This is our street poles, and so, okay.
Agreement for now, I would like to look at starting with a 5-year agreement with the cost of we were going with 5-7 7-year agreement at a cost of $3,422 a month to get all these corrected. I did talk with Kurt Bailey about if the city had some extra money at the end of the year, if we could pay towards this to get it paid off earlier. He said that he would be checking on it.
So our cost in this process would be the
total cost is going to be around $187,000.
To replace all of this lighting,
yes.
Which
yes.
For anybody that's in the audience would be over about a
43 lights.
It's 43 lights. Okay, and it covers five different four main streets up through the Heights and then a couple of side streets.
Down Washington Avenue.
And then down as well as Washington Avenue. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 streets, 40 some lights. And this would happen, the replacement of this would happen relatively quickly, or the replacement of this would happen across time over that 7 years?
No, it would happen. It would, they would order, if we agree to this contract, they will order the lighting and the wiring, and as soon as everything comes in, they'd start installing it. So
okay, so people would see.
Line on. Take 30
days, you know,
to
get the contract, get the lights
and then they get started.
But basically, the neighbors would see this fall or early winter, more than likely. Yeah. Okay.
Did we have a previous contract then?
Yeah. Right now, once they're paid for, you just pay a monthly fee.
But by extending this to 7 years, we have 7 years to pay for the cost of this.
I'm going
to
say like 8.4.
Okay, and so what funds will we be paying this with?
We are taking this out of Board of Works electric line item that currently pays our street lights and stop lights.
Okay, all right, so we have a funding source
yes.
for this.
Yes.
Okay, all right, so basically we're going to approve the proposed contract with Duke Energy for the replacement of said lights in the neighborhood known commonly as the Heights. This would take place over a 7-year period of time, and with the monthly fee being, Mayor, where'd you say that figure was? $3,422.60 a month for a 7-year period of time.
Unless paid off sooner.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
There's your headline. There you go. New lighting for old neighborhood. Mark Hill finally lives up to his 16 years of people saying, when are you going to fix those lights tonight?
Okay, last is special event at Jay Gumbo's.
I thought that guy looked familiar. It's a Jay Gumbo's guy. They answer you.
Sam Norton, Jay Gumbo's, and I would like to, this Saturday, the 31st, to have a live music event in the parking lot at 2801 North 6th from 6:30 to 9.
6:30 to 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it should
I can't imagine you'd have any neighbors that would object to that.
We should mention that you did this last year, correct?
We have not done it. We tried to do it one other time, and we got rained out, actually.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I'd assume that this is going to be Cajun or Zydeco or something.
It's actually, it'll be kind of a blend of different, we're not actually doing Cajun themes. It'll be some country and classic rock, kind of low-key
and
casual stuff.
Okay. I was hoping for some washboards. And I heard the big damn band lit a washboard on fire as part of their
We're saving that for Mardi Gras.
There you go. Okay. Terry, you don't see any problem? Right. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody. Okay, so we'll approve the use of outdoor live music at Jay Gumbo's parking lot on Saturday the 31st from 6:30 to 9 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Good. Thanks, Sam. And that is it.
That's it. Mayor says that's it.
Motion to adjourn.
We're dismissed before the councilmen get in here.